DE365, where we give you a piece of music content every single day. I'm your boy FIFA247 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge, and today we are reviewing Fabio Foreign, Pain and Love 2. Whew, that was a mouthful. Ken, you know, we start with the report card, the features. Now, there's a lot of features on here. We have Vori, Lil TJ, Sway Lee, Meek Mill. I do not know who 41 is. Chef G, Popcan, and Rowdy Rebel. How do you feel about the features?
C minus. Oh, I'm too high.
Too low. I'm giving the features a B. And here's the thing. We just recently did Meek Mill, and we flamed the hell out of Meek Mill. But Meek sounded good on here. Not a fan of Lil TJ, but I like Lil TJ. Sway Lee, in my opinion, you know, you could love him or hate him, but the man makes hits. I like them on here too. Popcan was good too. Rowdy Rebel was good too. So for me, the features were pretty good. Production, Ken.
See,
I'm at a B. This might be an age discrepancy review right here, Ken. What about the rapid singing?
See,
I'm at a C plus B minus.
Okay.
I'm at a C plus B minus. Overall for me, Ken, this is a B project. What about you?
C for me.
C. So look, I'm not going to front, Ken. I had very low expectations going in. We've never done a Fabio Foreign project. Like, you know, he's been featured and stuff like that. And he's never really stood out to me where it's like, oh, you know, I really want to dive into his projects. But this one was... honestly, I was surprised. It was better than I thought it would be. Now, here's the thing. This is part of the reason why I said this might be an age discrepancy review, is because it's very New York drill heavy in terms of the beats. Mm-hmm. Very New York drill. It's not Afro beats. It's what's the word I'm looking for? Very Caribbean-ish, you know. I know I'm butchering it, but either way, the production was very New Age New York, which I'm not typically a fan of, but this sounded good. This sounded good. And I don't know if Fabio, if this is like the whole like lane that he's in. But, you know, when I heard this, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what Ice Spice is doing. This is what, you know, a lot of these new New York cats is doing. But I don't think I've heard it done better than this. And even though, again, Ken, I'm not a fan of this style, I like this project. I like this project.
It was decent to listen to. Fabio Foreign has been featured on a number of projects, I feel like we've done. So I was definitely interested to see how he would fare, you know, on his own. And he's one of those guys that I don't like, but I don't hate. So he's in that, okay, I'm going to keep listening to see if there's something I can attach on to. He came across a lot better than I've really given him credit for, especially as a feature artist. And I was like, okay, Fabio really isn't that bad. And yeah, he really isn't that bad. So yeah, the sound and style of this is a little bit outside of what I like, but I didn't walk away like, this is awful. Like if somebody said, oh man, yeah, I'm fucking with Fabio Foreign, I'm like, yeah, I can understand that because I get it. So and you know, he may end up releasing something that I ultimately end up liking. I'm like, okay, I'm on board now. But this was enough to keep me interested in the next project, and probably enough to have me go back and listen to something else. But more importantly, I think now when he's on a feature, I'm like, okay, now let me see what he's doing now. You know, so, but compared to some of these other rappers, I definitely liked him better than Lil TJ, even though Lil TJ was interesting because I don't think I've ever heard him rap like this before.
No.
I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And Vori, I've seen that name before. It seemed like they've been around before. Meek Mill wasn't great, but he wasn't awful. But I did like Rowdy Rebel on here. I didn't like Pop Can, but that whole beat changed and went to something else. But 41 was interesting to me too, because I don't know who the hell that is.
Yeah, never.
But they stood out. But yeah, man, I was like, okay, this ain't bad.
You know what, Kent? What kind of surprised me, and I guess because of the features that he's had, I was more expecting like superficial raps. And he peeled back layers. And, you know, like if you ever listen to me on reviews and, you know, artists, like I always like when you peel back layers, like he had like really interesting introspective content on here. And that's what kind of took me aback, because I thought he was going to talk about, you know, the jewelry, the cars, the women. And I'm not saying that he didn't do it, but it wasn't based on that, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, I was like, damn, he's actually talking some stuff. He's talking some stuff on here, Ken. And the little TJ, and this is the reason why I had to give the features a B, Ken. Like, we've heard little TJ before. He hasn't rapped like this. This was mm-hmm. grown man version of little TJ. So I appreciate that. 41 was definitely Sir interesting.
TJ. Huh? Who, 41?
Yeah, 41 was very interesting. And even though Meek Mill sounded at home here. Where,
like, okay, I would agree with that.
Yeah, you know, like on his own project, it was like, bro, like we question, why are you still rapping? But it's like this one feature, like, and I'm not saying that, you know, I want Meek Mill to continue to rap. I'm still standing on the business of what I said previously. I don't think we need Meek Mill projects. But if he was on more production like that, or the feel and the vibe of it felt more Meek Mill than everything Meek Mill has released in recent times. But it is what it is, Ken. I'm definitely down to, you know, dig a little bit deeper into Favio's collection, because he definitely has a lot of work out there, you know, and it'll be interesting to see if this is a one-off or if this is actually where, you know, his music is, where his content is. Because, again, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
So would you recommend this one?
No, it's not on the recommendation mm-hmm. list. But you know, it's on the list where if you drop something, I listen to it, and now I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, now he's ready. Hey, yo, you should probably check this out. And it depends on what type of music they like. Like,
yeah,
Nick, you know, he would probably be an artist depending on the sound of the project. I would recommend it to Nick. Spike, yeah. No. B, no.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So for me, I would say, yes, I would recommend it, but I agree. It depends on the audience. Like, I would recommend this to Nick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend this to every single person that I know. But it is what it is. You know, it's definitely a good project, better than expected. So, you know what you can expect tomorrow. We'll be back with another review. We out. Peace.